All right, we wrap with Royce every Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday here on Mackie and Judd. You can find Royce Unchained every week, usually on Mondays. And might have to bring back Royce on baseball this week, Pat, or next week once the season
starts. We're going to bring it back next week, but we were going to bring it back this week, but Reavers took the week off. So so that kind of delayed things. So.
Is Reavers on the Joe Suchere vacation plan now?
I don't know. Joe's. We can't keep Joe off the podcast now. He doesn't take any time off. But I don't know where Reavers went, but I'm sure he drove some odd place, you know. Maybe, you know.
Buffalo. He went back to Buffalo.
Yes. Buffalo, yes.
Go to the Sabres.
Sabres. Yep. Judd, this is impossible in the modern NHL to lose 18 in a row. It's impossible. Because if you tie, then you get to go play overtime 3-on-3 in a shootout. You cannot do that. You cannot go 18 games without a win.
It's possible if your players don't give a damn, and I think that's what the Sabres are achieving, Patrick. That's the only way it's possible.
Who's their coach?
They fired their coach and named Don Granato. Poor Donnie Granato, I believe. Is he the brother
of all the Granados? Yeah, the brother who couldn't play, you know, like the Mike Suter of that collection.
He might never coach again after this. He might just decide, I've seen enough.
That is physically impossible. Well, you know, but them losing 18, they had a 3-goal lead, right, in the third period last night?
They lost
18 in a row.
Yes.
They lost 18 in a row. That's something to pin your hat on. Anyway, so
you're dealing with three guys who have the Twins at 96, 94, and 92 wins in 2021. How much are we drinking?
I wrote today 87 and 75. I wrote the thing because I'm very worried about the hitting. I'm Snow's an out. There's nobody in Major League Baseball you'd rather see come up to the plate except a pitcher with two men on and two men out in the eighth inning and a one run behind than him, because you know you're going to strike him out. It just, you know, because somebody good is going to be in facing him. He's got no chance because they're not going to throw him a hanging curveball. Okay, that's my theory on him. And show me the Kepler of 2019, and I'd be excited. The Kepler of 2020 and the Kepler of this spring is awful. You know, they just got a lot of offensive holes, in my opinion. Now, if Donaldson plays 130-some games, if Buxton plays 130-some games, and Simmons is in there all the time, then they're a little better than that. But I was giddy after the first week of spring training, and the next 3 weeks they were awful. So I know you shouldn't put much stock in spring training, but when you're coming off the pathetic year they had with their bats last year, to see it again this spring is a little concerning to me.
Your thoughts on 29-year-old Kyle Garlick in left field?
It's an interesting case. When I talked to Falvey, he said that among the 6-year minor league free agents, there's something they liked. He was the number one guy they wanted. They put him on. You knew they thought something of him when they kept him on the 40 man. You know, he popped around to three teams this spring, but they treat those 40 man spots like gold nuggets. But they kept him on the 40 man, and he and Astudillo are the two guys that I certainly would have never seen on March 1st being on this team. Yep. Astudillo had a great spring too. And he's added power. Remember when he first came up, it was just, I mean, he kind of hit bloop one here, bloop one there. I think he hit 3 or 4 home runs this spring, and he's swinging even harder just as early and swinging just as hard. But it's kind of an odd makeup because you have one utility infielder in a rise, and they're probably going to start him in left field on Thursday. And Rooker looked great this spring. He didn't make the team. He's getting to be 25 or 26 years old. But you kept this Garlick instead. I don't know. They have their own ideas, and what we observe is not exactly, you know, found that out in 2017, Phil. You were there when Won Ho Park was the phenom of spring training, and they called him in that day at the end of the camp and said, sorry, you're not on the team. And he never got another AB in the big league. So they do their own thing. They do their own thing.
It's actually kind of amazing. He never got another AB in the big leagues. One of the best hitters in the spring trade. So,
And anyway, but I you know, the guy was good this spring, but it wasn't like the fact that he hit four home runs this spring or whatever it was. It was the fact that, you know, they liked him going in. There's something that there's digital scout saw that they liked about his swing, and they're
going to
give him a shot. So,
hey, we might as well throw this out just for fun here. We can do more on this tomorrow. But Judd found a tweet from the multi-talented Evan Massey, who's also
reckless speculation.
I believe he's the guy that was stirring the Kirk Cousins 49ers stuff about a month and a half ago. So Evan Massey, who does have a blue check mark, and he has been featured, according to his Twitter account, he's been featured on Forbes, ESPN, Yahoo, Fox Sports, SI, and Bleacher Report. He says the Minnesota Timberwolves could be headed toward major changes in the offseason. In fact, one source tells us that both Karl Anthony Towns and D'Angelo Russell will be on the trade block. Pat, are you ready for another Wolves reset? How much do you trust Evan Massey?
I don't know, but what are the odds of us not reading the story from Johnny Kay or somebody in June that he wants out? What are the odds? He's not taking responsibility for this.
Nope.
He's not saying it's my fault that we aren't better. He's not that kind of guy. And he sees these all-star games all-star teams being put together. And I wouldn't be surprised. And if he goes, D'Angelo, they'd like to take that deal back. I want to tell you, as bad as Wiggy was, they'd like to redo that deal for try to get something else for him, because D'Angelo ain't the answer for team chemistry. That's for sure. And I think they're better off when he doesn't play. So, you know, he doesn't guard anybody. Doesn't take any shots. He just throws it up there. He wouldn't move aside for Edwards. But, you know, Phil, would you be surprised if we have another reset?
No. In fact, we led the show today saying, I can't believe I'm saying this, because if you do have to reset again, just blow the whole franchise up. But like, it's like I could see them trading Karl Anthony Towns this summer. You're gonna get multiple first round picks if he's got 3 years left in his deal. It's actually not a bad time to do it if you're gonna do it. So I don't know.
And, but the
What's
trouble
the point
is
of the franchise.
Yeah, you might have a new owner by then. So what will he think? You know, we could have a sale here one of these months or one of these weeks. So then who knows what he thinks about the deal? But Cat, he's gonna wanna. I'm with, what's the guy's name?
Evan Massey.
I'm with Evan.
Evan,
I think you'll want out. I think you'll want out. Yep.
He's Pat, puts
he's
some respect
not
on Evan Massey's name.
He's not
reckless speculation.
Royce's on board. Yeah.
Royce
and Evan Massey are reporting massive changes. Gerson's gonna shake it up again.
So I got to ask you guys, did either of you see the end of the UConn women's game?
Yes. Yes.
Why did we not forget the foul? Why did we not charge the Connecticut players with assault and battery with 3 seconds to go? They don't blow the whistle. How can you stand there and watch them bend this gal over and knock her down, basically with 3 seconds to go, and not call it? What a bunch of idiots!
Also, you know it's bad when Gina Auriemma's daughter is tweeting, "Oh my God, that should have been a foul."
Yes, and Swim Cash, one of his former great players, says, "I love my Huskies, but that was a foul," you know. But anyway. I saw this. Actually, somebody from the Star Tribune sent it to me out of the another department. The most followed, you combine Twitter and Instagram, okay? College basketball, IG, I assume that's Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Twitter and IG.
Yeah.
The most followed college basketball player in America, men and women, Paige Buchers. And if you think that guys like Chet Holmgren aren't aware of, do you think that would be true if Paige decided to stay home and play for the Gophers?
No. No, I no. don't. But I will no. say, but Cheryl Reeve needs to be planning right now the tank season that the Lynx are going to have to get Buchers. This kid. Yes.
Yes, well, perhaps, but
perhaps.
I know the pressure is mounting on Chet Holmgren here. Michael Thompson tweeted out, "Chet, go play for the Gophers." Blah blah blah. I think Chet seems to be a guy who likes his brand, also, right? And I got a hunch the youth of America. That's something I never thought about. You know, because we used to say, well, they're on TV all the time and stuff. They're going to go there. Everybody's on TV all the time.
Yep.
But the youth of America is in then who's getting the most follows. And Chet Holmgren can come and play for the Gophers. And he'll be 28th instead of second in the country in his brand, right? And what I saw today is how – If the NCAA allowed it, how Paige Buchers could monetize that following, you know, by what do they do, Phil? They, you know, like you become like an Instagram model, right? You sell a product or a product or something.
Yeah, she would be in what we would call an influencer, and so she would
influencer. Yes.
Companies would pay her to like use their products on her Instagram account. Yeah.
Yes. And the thing I saw today was how she could monetize the followers she had. Now, if the NCAA, you know, lets them start selling their brand, that's the part of it. You know, I've always said, well, what is Wheaties going to advertise a Gopher player if they open this up? But I think the monetization might be social media, right? That's where they're going to be able to monetize themselves.
Pat, if you were a Twitter influencer, which you are, you just don't have any sponsors. Yeah. What types of products would you want to use on Twitter?
What would I sell? Yeah. What would I sell? Well, Diet Coke, obviously. They'd want me to be on the brand. You could drink Diet Coke and still be fat. How would that be a good ad?
No, it's kept you healthy.
It cleans up the vein.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you got to go with.
If you drink Diet Coke, you don't need a vaccine. Yeah, about that? I could say that.
A shot of Diet Coke is all you need.
Yes, right. That's true. Forget. There's Moderna, there's Johnson & Johnson, there's Pfizer, and there's Diet Coke, ladies and gentlemen. Those are the four that can kill this damn thing. So, yeah, I guess I could sell that. So, hey, I am an influencer. The first guy to mention Ben Johnson, me, February 23rd.
I told you.
Why not Ben Johnson?
And Waylon, you know? Too. You were the first to tweet that it might be a good idea for her to get the Gopher job as well a couple of years ago.
Yes, but I think Lindsay better show us something next year, don't you?
Yes, it's like an untouchable discussion.
But we got to have a little upgrade here. We can't play like this. This is we can't be worse than Stallings. Okay, that's not good. That's not. We got to.
What a dynamic coach, dynamic personality, Marlene
Stallings. Oh, she's great. She was such a jackass. She got fired and paid, right? Didn't she get paid? They had to pay her to leave, right? Oh, did they try not to pay her?
I don't know.
Because of some behavioral things.
They tried not to pay her, then she sued, and then. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Well, she's missed. But Lindsay, pick it up here. Let's go. Come on, let's win some games. You're making us look bad, those of us who supported you. So.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Pat.
See you, Royce.
All right, Jets. Goodbye.
All right, that's wrapping with Royce here on Mackie and Judd.